This podcast contains adult content and adult language. In no way does this reflect the opinions of other contributors of Good Morning Gloucester or Homecast. Your discretion is advised.
Good morning, Gloucester. Time for Alicia Unleashed. Talking about what's going on in these streets. Alicia, Alicia Unleashed. Bitches.
Good morning, Gloucester. This is Alicia Unleashed. This is episode 98, first podcast of 2020, and this is quarantine day number 647.
Yeah.
So we just threw a bunch of numbers at you. And that is what life is like right now. We have B-Side.
What up? What's going on, Alicia?
You know, a whole bunch of, a lot of shit and a lot of nothing. How do you have so much going on and nothing going on all at the same time?
Right? I swear. Like, so I just find it fucking hilarious that the last podcast we did was that we're like, we're going to do this. We're going to hit 100 before like 2020. And then fucking shit hit the fan. Like our lives just like, we got so busy. And then even in fucking quarantine, we still couldn't get a podcast together until like day 920. I am dying. Like,
so when this is also our first time using Zoom, we're not doing video like the boss man has been perfected that, but, and I kind of don't want to do video right now, but this is through our recorded. So if this is, comes out great and it sounds good and, you know, everything comes out, then we can actually, we can have guests. And then we will, you know, we can continue to do it with guests. And so this is kind of like our trial for that. However, I don't know. I still feel like 100 should be in person. So I know this is number 98, but I feel like, no, shouldn't 100 be in person?
Who knows? Like at this point, like I feel, I mean, there's, I feel like it should be in person, but I feel like right now there's a lot of people that like, I was talking to one of my friends who we've been meaning to get her on for like 3 years. She's a 911 dispatcher out of California. And I feel like in a certain, like in a time like this, like, I'm like, I want to get you on and like talk to you. Like, even if it's a B-side on the side, she's like, I'm down. Like, she's like, I got a lot of shit going on, but I'm down. Like, and if you don't like the audio that's going on right now, hey, we're in quarantine. It's not like we can be together. And sorry, our audio was not that great in the first place. So deal with it.
Well, this is coming. I'm on the phone instead of speakerphone or through the computer. So hopefully that will come through. Better than, you know, than other things.
I have my gamer headphones on, like my headphone with my microphone on. So I am like radio DJ right now. Like,
gotcha.
I'm going to take a picture of this.
Well, Boss Man did send me over via Messenger, something like on Amazon, something on Best Buy. He thought would be, you know, good. It was a, microphone stand and such. And I told him I'd look into that. I'll send that over to you. That was probably about a couple of days ago he sent that. So so I don't know if that's, you know, where he saw that or whatnot. But, yeah, so we are in April. Is this April?
Yeah.
We made it to April. Okay. So we are, so knock on wood, they're saying that basically we're still shut down till May 4th. So that kind of means we're in a final month of a countdown. We got to get to May 4th. My original prediction back in very early March, probably late February, because of the industry that I'm in or kind of in transportation, we saw the effects of it, I want to say almost first, right? So my boss was incredibly proactive way before anyone else was, you know, talking about limiting anything. So at the very end of February, we saw our business starting to kind of decline because corporations were not traveling as much, therefore airport runs were not as, you know, as much as they normally were, but we started to see a decrease. So my boss immediately was one of those first people going out and buying the hand sanitizer, the wipes, the Lysol, I mean, all of that while it was still even in stock. So I feel that, you know, and we unfortunately had to do, first we tried a furlough, but then we had to do a layoff, including myself. So and it's the small businesses like the one that I work for that that I feel bad for, because, you know, his father had, you know, started this company in 1990, one of the biggest transportation companies in New Hampshire. And then this past year, well, a year ago, he bought one of the biggest transportation companies in Massachusetts. We're a small business, but I feel like I feel so bad for him. I don't know how small businesses are doing it. I know restaurants are taking the biggest hit, and it hurts my heart. And as I know what it's like to have a small business, and many of these businesses may not recover, or if they do recover from all of the aid and relief that is coming their way, who knows how long it's going to take for the government to get them that relief. Like, is that great that it's coming? Yes. But when is that coming? How many months is that going to take? And they're going to have to kind of rebuild. Everyone is going to have to rebuild. So I would say that's probably my, you know, for in circumstances like this, that is my, you know, I've been home for almost 3 weeks now. But B-Side, you have a new gig and you actually work in the medical field right now. So what is that like?
Well, so also let's bury the lead. You changed your job since the last podcast we've done. We didn't even discuss this. You've changed jobs.
I think we did talk about changing jobs the one before Paul, because we had John Jerome. And we had both changed jobs at that point, I think.
No, I hadn't changed jobs. I just changed jobs 3 weeks ago.
I changed jobs back in October. Unfortunately, already laid off.
I feel like we didn't talk about that.
Temporarily.
Yeah.
Right. And I'm also volunteering while I'm laid off to help keep the, you know, the business going, or questions that might be coming in, because I'm in HR. So your new gig is in the medical field.
So you changed jobs, and I got a job from being unemployed, and now I've also changed jobs from that job. Yes. So I am now in the medical field. I am now local. My very first day was unorthodox for other reasons. Since then, I started, my very first week was, you know, a normal week, kind of a normal week. My second week, we went into canceling every patient for the most part. And since then, I am now the only person kind of working the front desk. The other person that was there is no longer there. She retired. So it is me. I am the show. Ta-da! And I have been actively canceling patients and talking with patients. We are in emergency triage at this point. I'm going to tell you, so to be honest with you, I also, before this pandemic happened, we went public with my mom's struggles. My mom is on the wait list at Mass General for a double lung transplant. So disinfecting groceries, changing out of clothes, like I strip down out of my clothes when I go to the grocery store, after I come home, has been a normal for me for months now. Wearing gloves, wearing a mask. I've been wearing my Mortal Kombat mask for years now, and people have made fun of me, being like, oh, you're such a germaphobe. But the thing is, I am Typhoid Mary. You could sniffle the wrong way and she could get pneumonia. So I take people's sickness very seriously, only because what I don't put out on Facebook is that my mom lands in the hospital quite frequently because she's a cardiac patient. She has a paralyzed diaphragm, and now she is on the wait list for a double lung transplant. And we went public with that right before this happened. So on top of everything else, me quitting a job and getting a new job, then global pandemic happened. Everyone is now living my life. So welcome to my world, everybody. Congratulations. Welcome.
See, I've always been the, I don't like touching what other people touch. I don't know why people drink out of other people's drinks. It's disgusting. And so I've, you know, sanitizing, you know, all that stuff, just, I don't know, that has also been a norm for me. And one of my concerns, I think it's going to go either way. Either this new, I say new, let's do that in air quotes, new washing your hands when you're supposed to. Thing that everyone's washing their hands, is this going to continue? Or are people going to go back to their old ways, right? Has this changed?
That's a great question.
So they say it takes 2 weeks to break a habit or to form a habit or whatever, right? So this is going to be a couple of months. So we have a couple of months of people sanitizing, washing their hands, being vigilant about what they're touching, where they're going, how many people are there. Are people going to continue to have that mindset? Is this going to change them, or are they going to go back to their old ways? My other concern is, when this is over, people are going to go out. So now restaurants are going to be open. Things are going to be open. And everyone is going to travel and flood everywhere because they just can't wait to get out of the house. Is this going to, will we have another outbreak by the fall?
No, they said there's going to be another outbreak. I honestly think that people, I mean, we've been encouraged to do social distancing, and we clearly can't even do that yet. We can't even do that. We are literally being told to sit at home, watch Netflix, Hulu, Disney Plus, Apple TV, Stars, HBO. They are literally giving us everything for free to sit on our asses, and we cannot do it. I don't understand.
I think it's human nature. I think that's human nature, though. Our nature as humans is not supposed to sit at home. And our nature is to do the opposite of when someone tells us to do something.
But the thing is that when we're at work and when we're like, everyone's out socializing, like, oh, I just want to be at home in bed. I just want to nap.
Right.
I just want to do that.
Right.
I don't want to go to the gym. And now everyone's like, oh my God, please just let me out. Like, I get
again,
it.
Right. It's the opposite.
Here's the thing. I've been in a lockdown and a shelter in place before. I've never been in a quarantine before. There's a difference. A quarantine where you can't be near people. Like, I've been in a shelter in place before in a lockdown in Oakland when the riots have happened. So, but I've been with my roommates and I've been able to be close to them. I've been able to play board games. We've been able to play video games. We've been able to like go to other people's houses and been like, yo, we're all safe together. Like, me not being able to go to Missy's house and like sit on her couch and watch Netflix is a little like, this is a different world. It's a little different than the last time I've been in a shelter in place, you know? And we're not even in a shelter in place.
And it's funny because it's pretty much who you got left with living with is who you ended up being kind of quarantined with. Mm-hmm. So if you normally, you know, live with your mom, I live with Peter, you were stuck with each other. And I think, you know, Talia had Talia and Tyler for at one point were going, you know, here a couple days here, then a couple days to Louise's. But as things progressed, Talia decided to come here and stay here. So yeah. it was a little bit back and forth, touch and go, but things, information is changing not every day, I'm going to say by the hour, to be honest with you. I have had to eat, breathe, and live and understand every single law that has come out. I have to learn Massachusetts and New Hampshire, which are similar but kind of different. I've had to learn all the new unemployment things. I've had to learn the new acts. I mean, there's not only now I have to, it's exhausting to have to keep up with that, but it's a part of my job. Like, yeah. I definitely, you know, have to do that. And it was really funny in one of my HR groups. Someone had said, you know, when you're usually in an interview and at the end they say, do you have any questions for us? Well, the new question is going to be, how did your company handle the pandemic with your employees and with your clients? I think that will tell a lot about a company right there. That will tell you, you know, what they take seriously, what they don't. You know, there are some companies and people who think, they don't care if you're sick. You know, we always say stay home when you're sick, but how many people go to work anyway? How many bosses guilt you into, oh, you're not sick. Oh, you have just a cold. Oh, you can come in. Oh, you don't have a fever. I mean, that's kind of, I'm hoping that mentality is changing now with employers and employees. That's another thing. Do you think that I know you've always been that way, but yeah. Do you think that mentality is going to start changing?
Yeah. I mean, so one thing about, another thing about my new job is when I am calling and canceling appointments, a lot of my patients are elderly and they're terrified to leave their house. So I'm listening to them. And some of them are on the verge of tears. Some of them are crying on the phone, how upsetting this all is. And they're just like, why can't people just stay home? And it hurts my absolute heart. And I will not be surprised if some people have PTSD from this when this is all done, when this gets lifted. And I don't honestly think that by May 4th, this is going to be done. Not a chance. I would love for it to be done because I'm going to be a little selfish. My mom has a fundraiser at the end of May that I would really, really love for it to pull off. But at this point, thinking about like the donations that I was going to ask for, all these places that I was going to ask for, they're not going to be able to donate now. Like, I'm like, great, this is not going to go well for me either. Employees are, yeah, I mean, the way certain businesses are going to have, the way they've been treating their employees, employers, the way they've been treating their employees and the way they've been taking care of their employees, it's really going to show. Like, I'm very fortunate for my new employer. He has been very caring and very concerned. Especially because, hey, you're brand new. You've never worked in this industry before. You've literally been thrown to the front desk and you've been crushing it. And also, we don't have many hours for you, but I'm concerned and I really want to take care of you. He has been great. He's been very encouraging. I can't honestly say that if I was with my other job, no offense, or the job before that, they would really give it two shits.
Right. It really says a lot about an employer and how they are treating. And if they can, that there are the big corporations are able to pay people while they're out so they don't have to collect, or they're able to do that. But then you have small businesses that can't because they're almost going bankrupt trying to help their employees and trying to keep things afloat. I mean, it's just so just so crazy, just so crazy. And I think, I hope, you know, I know that they're working on all sorts of things. They're trying like a vaccine or trying to get more tests, or the scientists are working in overdrive. And they've got these trials going. And even in the beginning, people said, here, inject me with COVID-19 and see how it works. Which I still think is crazy. The people that
vaccines take years to create.
Right.
So people thinking that a vaccine,
science.
People thinking that a vaccine is going to happen like in like a month, you're fucking nuts. I got a ship to sell you. Okay. I'm going to like, I want to punch you in the face. Come to my house. I will break social distance and punch you in the throat. I'll wear my
I don't
mask.
Understand. Science, you cannot rush science.
Oh,
you have
God,
trials. And then things that, I mean, anybody take biology? I mean, hey, come on. It's trials, and then they fail, and then you start over again, and then they fail, and then you start over. It's just, it's like Groundhog Day. It's what we're living right now.
Yeah.
So, you know, and I take a lot of shit. You know, I think it's really funny that I'm an anti-vaxxer. I call myself a semi-anti-vaxxer because if the government makes you do it, then obviously I do it but then there's your hardcore anti-vaxxers that won't do it even if the government tells you to. So I'm one of those, you know, so that's why I call myself a semi-anti-vaxxer. Other people might think, but I get a lot of shit for that, which I don't think is fair, because I don't sit there and criticize people that get the damn flu shot, which I don't really believe in, to be honest with you. And then I say I've never had a flu shot and I've never had the flu and neither of my children. And people sit there and tell me that's impossible. That's impossible that I've never gotten the flu. Bitch, I don't understand how you can even sit there and say it's impossible I've never got the flu. So anyway, people say, well, if COVID comes out with a vaccine or comes out with, are you not going to take it? And I said, just like everything else, I will wait for the research. How many strands of COVID are there? What is the likelihood of getting what strand? When you get a shot for the flu, there are a million freaking strands. You know what you're getting a shot for? The most popular ones that year. And guess what? People who get the flu shot still get the flu. And we have all witnessed that many, many different occasions. So before I go and inject myself with any COVID-19 vaccine or anything like that, I need to know the facts. And I don't understand why I should be criticized for wanting to know facts before I put a chemical into my body. Now, a lot of people call me selfish because, oh, I could be a carrier. So because I don't get the shot, I could be a carrier and then get somebody else sick. I'm telling you, everyone is a carrier, whether you're getting freaking shots or not. Right.
I'm a carrier anyway. So, but I take my shots because I don't want, first of all, I'm an absolute fucking bitch when I'm sick. So, I'm an introvert. I am on the go. I'm constantly doing shit. Like, and if I'm getting knocked down, if a nostril goes out, I am miserable. Like, I can't be knocked down. Like, I can't do it. So, like, what? You want to give me something to make me feel better? Great. Give it all, you know, whatever. I'm probably not going to snort cocaine, but, I mean, maybe. I don't know. Quarantine's getting to me. I mean, I put fucking makeup on to go walk my dog yesterday. Like,
well, people are, you know, whatever makes you, definitely whatever makes you feel better and makes you feel good, because let's face it, what would this quarantine be like without social media?
Well, so here's the thing. I got rid of Facebook. I post up here and there, but I got rid of the app. I don't check it. I can't, because it makes me angry. It makes me upset. It makes me anxious. I've been focusing a lot on mostly Instagram stories. I've been living for JoJo's Instagram stories. She goes live like every day at like 3 p.m. and I live for that. JoJo from like, yes, you know, leave, get out JoJo. She's making a comeback. Her new album, Straight Fire. I'm going to highly recommend it, people. I've had TikTok for a while. I live for TikTok. Those people on there are just hilarious. And, you know, I have a few videos because I was like, this is my app. Like, why have I not been doing this? Like, what's wrong with me? Because let's face it, y'all, some of you received my lip syncs back in the day. So I'm like, oh, so now they created an app that I should have been doing all this time. Great. So there's that. And sometimes I just go on Twitter just to read some of my favorite people. But other than that, like I've been staying off of Facebook because some of my friends have not been practicing the social distance, and I need to kind of focus myself away from when I come out of this, not being angry at them.
Well, and also I think social media can work either way. Like you're saying, like you can see people that, you know, one way, and then also the way that other people are blowing up what they're seeing in the media. So, you know, like this whole gloves, whether you wear gloves to the store or not, which obviously, you know, but when you're wearing gloves, you're still spreading germs. And I think that's the news is finally coming out with today, especially, still is coming out with, you know, you go to touch something and then you touch something, then you touch it, you keep touching with the same gloves. And then I don't know. I mean,
so here's what I do. I don't put my gloves on until I walk into the store. I do not touch the railing. I use my wrist because I wear my jacket. I use my wrist to push the cart. I do not touch something until I'm fully committed. I will tell you, last week I unleashed on a woman because she put her hands on a bag of flour, then put it back. Now, not only was she blocking the aisle because there was a pallet in the aisle, she was blocking the whole aisle, so there was a clog. And then she put the flour back and then went and touched a bag of sugar, and I snapped. I was like, are you kidding me? Your hands are... I don't know if you've washed your hands. You've been touching everything. You put the bag of flour down and then you touch something else. Fucking commit to that goddamn bag of flour. It's $3. Put it in your basket and get the fuck out of my way. Like, seriously, get out of my way. Like, that was my deal. So I don't touch anything unless I'm committing to buying it. And then what happens with those gloves, I do exactly what doctors and nurses do. As soon as I'm done paying for my stuff, I fold them into each other. I throw them away without touching everything because, trust me, I've been using the porta potties and bathrooms with my feet for a long ass time, people. You got to do diamond cutters. You haven't been doing diamond cutters in public bathrooms since you were a teenager. I don't know what you've been doing. Like, seriously, I am like a professional at this. And then what I come home, I literally strip out of my clothes. I put on new clothing and put on new gloves, and I disinfect everything before it comes into my kitchen. But I've also been doing this for months, before the COVID even happened. So,
right. But, and a lot of people are not doing in that way. They're driving with their gloves on, they're coming out, or they're throwing them on the damn ground. I'm going to tell you right now, if I see anybody throwing mask or gloves on the damn ground, there are trash bins on your way out from the frickin' market. So if you're going to do that, now I don't wear gloves, I don't wear a mask, but I take extra precaution. I put my debit card in my pocket. I don't take in my phone. I don't take in anything different. I put my keys in my pocket. I wipe down the cart. Again, like you said, I don't touch everything. I get what I need. I beeline and I get out. If I can avoid walking down an aisle where no one is in, I will do that. I can basically get in and out of a store probably without being next to anybody. And the Stop and Shop in Amesbury, I'm able to do that. I literally know where everything is. I literally can just grab it and I go to self-checkout. Another thing that I have not done and I don't do is I don't take my receipt. So if someone is checking you out, I always say, I don't need the receipt. Another, there's a little thing that you don't think, that's just another thing that someone's touching and giving it to you.
Right.
So I haven't done that for a long time either. Then I get home, I immediately wash my hands. I don't disinfect my groceries like everyone, like, you know, you say you do and everybody else does. So my practice of whatever is obviously different from yours. Yours is, I would say, yours is kind of like the norm to extreme, where mine is kind of just doing what we should all do, and that's just be conscious of germs. So I, you know what I mean? It's just, and it's interesting. I think, you know,
well, we've been,
it's just a crazy time, but I've always done that.
Yeah. Well, we've been at this because we are practicing in preparation for my mother's transplant.
Now, has that been postponed, or how is that because of everything, or is she still considered?
We're still in testings. We still have some tests to do. We're still in meetings. So a lot of our meetings have been postponed. So we were supposed to go, we were supposed to have a bunch of family team meetings that were supposed to happen in the next few months. They've been set back a little bit. She was supposed to go through a bunch of testings, with, like, you know, in going to Mass General and Mass General remote satellite locations and stuff, in preparation and all that stuff in order to do all that. Then what would happen is, so this is interesting. Once those all went through and all that stuff, then what would happen is there would be a time where a phone call could come in the middle of the night and it's like, you have, you know, 3 hours to get here because we have lungs for you and we got to stop whatever we're doing. And then the game starts. And the thing is that there's, and they call it a dry run because there's a chance that she could get there. They could prep her and then the lungs might not be suitable for her. And then we have to come back home. Like, it's, you know, my brother and I and sister-in-law have gone through this whole process that our lives are going to, you know, for 2 months are going to go through this crazy time when this does happen. So, you know, we're just trying, I mean, we're also trying to prepare my dog for not like jumping up on the couch or the chair with her. Like, you know, we have to train my dog not to do this. We got to train the grandkids not to do this. And what's interesting is this whole, like, everyone making masks and stuff. My friend Amy has been making masks for first responders and nurses and stuff like that. And I was like, oh my God, could you make me some masks for my niece and nephew for when my mom has her transplant? And so she has been amazing. Her sister, Abby, has also been incredible. Everyone that's making masks, a bunch of people have made my mom masks as well, because I realize my mom's going to need masks as well when she goes through this process, and stuff like that too. So it's been great. I also did something too right before I sent our one of our previous guests, Jessica, our NICU nurse, a little something from Dunkin' Donuts, just because, you know, she's putting herself out there, going to the hospital. She changed jobs. And a few of my first responders, like my 911 dispatcher and another friend who was an RN, I Venmo'd them some money just to get coffee because they're working, you know, crazy times now. And Venmo sent me more money. Venmo just sent me money out of the blue and was like, hey, we like what you're doing. Here's some money. And I was like, what? Okay. Thank you. So I turned around and deposited it and I'd sent more money to people. I was like, hey, you're an EMT. Here's some money. Now I'm like, okay, I can't do that no more. Paychecks are getting right. A little light, but here we go. Yeah, so there's that. What have you been doing to be in contact with friends besides like me right now? Like, have you been in contact with your friends? Like, have you been communicating with friends more or less since this has happened?
I would say the same for me, I guess. The only thing that's really different is going live. So I've been doing Facebook Live, and when you do that, there are people that pop up that you actually wouldn't normally see on a regular basis. But since everyone is home, when someone does a Facebook Live, you pop up, you know, if you're bored, you're going to click on it. You're going to see what they have to say. You know, and a lot of the times it's just me rambling just because I'm bored and I'm just trying to keep my sanity.
Can you do Facebook Live with two people?
I believe, yeah. So I believe
how come
you can.
We didn't
so,
do that. Damn.
Well, I think you can. I know we can with Instagram. Because
yes.
a
so
lot of I like, hope. I know, because a lot of celebrities are,
so
are going,
celebrities.
They're going live and then they are letting, they're letting okay. people just go in on yeah. their, they're letting fans go in on their Instagram live, which I think is so great.
JoJo
and,
does that a lot.
And yeah. And so New Kids on the Block has been doing a ton of that.
Okay.
Speaking of New Kids on the Block, Jonathan Knight sent Erica a happy birthday message because Erica's mom knows his husband. So she got a, hi Erica, it's Jonathan Knight from New Kids on the Block. I'm like, oh my God, I'm dying. So there's just, yeah. So I would say the same with the exception of the Facebook Live that I'm able to see and not see, but talk to people that, you know, I haven't, but no, other than that, I still call people the same or, you know, really, I mean, but I mean, as for, you know, hanging out, I will tell you this, how many people, raise of hands, are saving a lot of money by not going out to eat? So, I mean, you don't realize how much money you're saving. Well, for me, especially.
I mean, I've only been in my new job for what, 4 weeks. So, I mean, I was making more money at my new job. So, so I don't know how much money I was saving. But I know, I mean, I wasn't drinking that much anyway, but I mean, we haven't had cornhole in a month. I haven't been at cornhole in so long. But I know I'm saving myself from going to fucking Pilot House and getting Crab Rangoon a lot. I'll tell you that. I'm definitely not drinking as much, even though I have a full fridge full of Wandering Souls from the Wreckage and peanut butter whiskey. I'll tell you that. I'm not drinking that much. I am working out a lot because I mean the Y is shut down. I'm still, you know, supporting the Y. They do have a virtual YMCA site for Y members, but because I am part of Weight Watchers, I redeemed a 90-day fitness thing. And I found this two instructors that absolutely are giving me life. I'm actually attending a Lady Gaga dance class in a little bit and a Queen Pilates class and a hip hop yoga class later on today. So I've been like living my best life in my spare room, which was my office. I actually almost thought about having your ex-husband come over and sit on my porch and train me in my yard, but it's been kind of gross out, and my neighbor's dog just shits a lot in my yard, so I'm like,
So that's another thing that that everyone has been doing. Everyone's been working out at home, but then you have all your instructors giving either giving free lessons or free live videos. We have Treetop in Gloucester has done a lot of Facebook Lives, and we all know when you do a Facebook Live, it saves. Then you have Enza Gropo, who is Gloucester native, but out of Peabody. She is doing a lot of, she's VIP fitness. So look her up. Like you said, the YMCA is doing things. Planet Fitness is also, so not only did Planet Fitness suspend all payment for everyone, but they're doing a lot of live stuff for their members. I've just, everywhere you look, everyone is doing something. So my sister is part of the Refit world, which is basically a different type. It's almost like a Zumba, just with modern music. And I actually like Refit. Let's just say Aaron from YMCA has totally ruined me for any other Zumba instructor ever.
Yeah.
So I can never do Zumba again. If I am not with Erin, how do you say her last name?
Velasquez.
There you go. If you're not with her at the Gloucester YMCA or the Ipswich YMCA, then you don't know Zumba. So I've done Refit. They actually have a free trial right now, and then they have a lot of YouTube stuff that you can go on. YouTube, anything and everything that you could possibly get it. So you have so many different outlets. And I saw a meme yesterday that said, I'm either going to come out of this 100 pounds heavier or 50 pounds lighter. There's really no, I don't think there's any in between. People want to keep moving because, again, we are, as humans, we're going to do the opposite of what people are telling us. Like you said before, we don't want to go to the gym. I just want to stay home. Well, guess what? You can't go to the gym and you have to stay home. So now what? So I definitely think this is really screwing with our psyche and our reverse psychology. So crazy.
I will tell you this. I never thought I was going to ever miss the gym. And the minute they turned around and shut down Magma in the gym, I was like, oh my God, what am I going to do? Like Eric Lilienthal is actually going to start doing online Zoom hip hop classes.
I need that in my life. I need that.
I'll send you the information. It's like $12. And he's going to do an hour long session on Zoom. And I'll put it on Alicia Unleashed as well. And I'll send you the info. He was actually going to do it today. And I was like, oh, no, boo-boo, you can't do it at noon. I'm recording. Sorry. He's going to be doing that. I've been doing a heels class on Instagram Live with one of my Obey Fitness instructors, Peter. He gives me such life. And I've been drinking while I do it. It's been great. It's been fun. So also for people that don't know, so everyone's been doing this free Zoom thing and people like, oh, we have to log off because it's giving us only 40 minutes. Fun fact, they actually are allowing you to continue to go on, because I was on a 2-hour phone call with the West Coast the other day on a free 40-minute Zoom. So just to let you know, people, you don't have to log off at the 39-minute mark. Zoom is allowing you to continue. I saw that on someone's Instagram the other day, and I was like, what are you doing? You're such a weirdo. I've been doing a lot of Zooms with the West Coast, like Lena, Lydia, and her wife. And like I did two West Coasts with Lydia two nights in a row. And the first night was insane. The second night was even more insane. Last night I did a game night with my friends in Rhode Island, which was really cool. I'm like, oh, good. Look at these faces. I haven't done anything with anyone local yet. Oh, no, that's not true. I did a Marco Polo with some. Oh, no, I did a Zoom when this first started hitting.
If people don't know what Marco Polo is, they need to download that app because that's a really cool app too. So
yeah, we're doing that. So every Sunday I do, we were having, with my softball team, we would go to one teammate's house and we'd watch a Netflix show, like a series, which I think we're going to start Ozark tonight because we just finished Broadchurch, all three seasons of Broadchurch. But we haven't been able to see each other. So we all downloaded Marco Polo and we've been doing Netflix parties where you can, someone in the group can pause Netflix and we're all in a chat together at the same time as watching the show. And Marco Polo, like my mom and my sister-in-law have had Marco Polo for a while. And now I have Marco Polo and I'm like, oh, it's on, bitches. Let's do this.
Yeah, it's really cool. My cousin, I've done Marco Polo with my cousin for the past few years or something like that. It's been crazy. So that's a really cool app. that has definitely evolved. Well, we will make sure that everyone that we mentioned and all of our apps and all of our stuff, we will put into the notes so you can find them.
Yes.
We did. We called out a lot of local great
people today. We shout out.
Yeah. So we want to make. Yeah, we want to make sure that that you know where these people are and, you know, these resources. I'm sure everybody listening has resources, but it's always fun and great and to have new ones as well. So we're at like just about a good mark of right about 50 minutes. We have no idea how this came out, but
don't
we are going to try.
Don't care, because we're in quarantine and I don't give a fuck. You can come to my yard and I'll punch you.
We are going to find a great guest next time, but this one will go down in the books, I'm sure, as historical. So until next time. Next time's going to be 98, so we promise we'll find you a great guest.
We're on 98.
Oh, well, next time will be 99. We're going to party like it's 99.
Ooh.
Graduation year for me. Party like it's 99, all right.
So you're almost 40. Is that what you're trying to say?
Well, I'm not 40 this year. Hashtag still not 40. That is actually my hashtag. Oh,
you are going to be
a year
40,
and a half.
You dummy.
Hashtag still not 40. I'm only going to be 39 this year.
Wait, we're both 38 right now?
Yes, we're both the same age for a certain amount of time. But like Erica just turned 40 yesterday. I'll be 39 this year.
Oh, that's right.
And then we're not the same age for so many months, and then we're the same age for so many months.
That's right. Yeah, this is supposed to be my 20th. So my high school reunion is supposed to be 20 years. It's supposed to be Fiesta Friday.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
Yeah. It's going to be in Manchester.
Interesting. All right, guys. Well, we're going to cut it here. Next time we see you, be 90. Well, not see you, sort of see you, maybe see you. Episode 99. This is Alicia Unleashed. Out.
Peace.